Order. Order.
Seven valedictory speeches were made in the final sitting week of Parliament. One of them was from National's Wayne Mapp, who shared some of the knowledge garnered in his time as Defence Minister.
The most significant challenge in the next two decades is the changing balance of power in the Asia-Pacific region. And I believe as a small country, we can make a vital contribution to enhance stability and prosperity within our region.
Dr. Mapp took the opportunity to pay tribute to the country's armed forces.
Over the last 3 years, 9 young New Zealanders, including last week Lance Corporal Leon Smith, have died either in operations overseas or in fulfilling their roles within New Zealand. I know that their loss is keenly felt by all of us in this House and by all New Zealanders.
Dr. Wayne Mapp. Meanwhile, Labour's Pete Hodgson used his valedictory speech to give some history of his involvement with the Labour Party.
In 1985, I was appointed the party's marginal seats organiser. In the 87 election, Labour's vote went down, but the number of Labour MPs went up. The irony was that the 1987 victory exposed our deep divide. It cast the Labour Party into the role of opposition to the Labour government. I was assigned to David Longie's office to do the numbers again and again. Then the party itself split asunder. Do you remember this, Jim? You caused it.
Pete Hodgson making reference to Jim Anderton's split from the Labour Party in the late 80s, an incident which Mr. Anderton also recalled in his own valedictory speech.
Inequality affects everything about our lives. It is unfair and it is avoidable. That is why I left the Labour Party in 1989 to form the New Labour Party. I generally thought at the time, along, I must say, with almost all other commentators, that I was heading for personal political oblivion. Quite a few members of Parliament assured me with some enthusiasm that I was. But the lesson in that is that it's really worth sticking up for what you believe in. The promises broken by successive governments, both National and Labour, from 1984 to 1993, led to the dramatic changes which have taken place in Parliament under MMP.
Jim Anderton, and one change brought about by MMP was increased Māori representation in Parliament, something alluded to in the valedictory speech of retiring National Party Minister Georgina Te Huhu.
The opportunity to work alongside the Māori Party has been one of the highlights of my time in the House. It fits our Māori way, not least because many of us share kinship ties. For as many years as I can remember, Māori have worked together on the big issues despite differing political and tribal affiliations. To my personal delight, we have seen a significant step in that direction here in Parliament in the current term. It's also good for the country that the Māori Party should work in coalition with others, for it represents our growing New Zealand way of respecting difference as a positive means of working together.
Georgina Te Huhu. Meanwhile, her National Party colleague, Sandra Gowdy, cited some achievements of her time in politics.
I'm proud to have achieved the goals I set myself, which were to win the Coromandel back for National, to increase the majority in the Coromandel, to ensure the people have had the help, support and representation they need, and which they hadn't had for a long time. My deepest thanks to you, the people of the Coromandel, for your generosity of spirit and support, and for making the Coromandel a wonderful, diverse place to be.
Sandra Gowdy. And Labour's Lynn Pillay said she was proud of a particular bill that passed under her watch.
In 2007, my Members Bill, the Human Rights Women in Armed Forces Amendment Bill, was drawn from the ballot. When the Human Rights Act was enacted, the New Zealand Defence Force had a policy of not allowing women to serve in combat roles. The bill removed that wording and allowed us to ratify the United Nations Convention, an historic moment for New Zealand, and we bet the Australians to do it.
Lynn Pillay, and the last valedictory speech of the year came from retiring Justice and Commerce Minister Simon Power, who recalled his time on the other side of the chamber.
My perspective on politics changed dramatically in my third term in opposition, when I nearly went round the bend with the grinding negativity and lack of progress that can become so entrenched on the opposition benches. So, Mr. Speaker, I began to plan for government, not knowing whether we would win or not, as a means of doing something constructive.
And Mr. Power gave some advice for prospective government ministers.
Once in office, you've got to do something. And that's why having a plan matters. And ideas also matter. In politics, ideas matter more than the political players themselves, because all of us will come and go. But the ideas will endure.
Retiring Justice and Commerce Minister Simon Power delivering his valedictory speech on Wednesday. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.